That was Old Testament righteousness. But New Testament righteousness is much more than that. Paul said in Philippians, in chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, he says, I want to be, as far as the righteousness in the law is concerned, Philippians 3, verse 6, I was blameless. There's nothing wrong in my life. According to the Old Testament standard of righteousness, everything, I was perfect. But, he says, I don't want to be found in Christ, verse 6, with that righteousness that I got from the law. Even though my external life was perfect, and then very few people can say that, that from childhood, a rare person like Paul, who must have been an exceptionally God-fearing young man, that to the best of his knowledge, he always honored his parents, never committed adultery once in his life, never stole anything, never did anything wrong. There are a few people like that who lived very upright lives, very rare, but there are a few. And Paul was one of them, that rich young ruler who came to Jesus. He was another like that. But he says, when I stand before the Lord, I don't want to glory in any of these things. I can't stand before the Lord even with that perfect righteousness. I don't want to be found with that. I want to be found with a righteousness that comes through faith in Christ on the basis of faith, which puts me on the same level as the murderer, and the thief, and the crook who got converted. Many of you, I think at least some of you, have probably lived very good lives from the time you were born, because you had a God-fearing upbringing. That's great. I'm not saying that those who have fallen badly are worse. But sometimes those who have been brought up in a very good way can be a little proud of it. And Paul, having lived such a good life, when he came to know Jesus, he said, boy, I'm the chief of sinners in all the world. When you hear somebody saying he's the chief of sinners in all the world, you think, boy, this fellow must have lived a very bad life. No. The man who said that lived a more upright life than perhaps all of us. Think of it. He did not want that. He didn't glory in that. And I believe that one reason why some very good people who have had a very good upbringing from childhood in their home don't come to a godly life is because they feel that they're a little better than those other people who lived in such terrible sins like adultery and theft and murder. So learn something from Paul. Don't glory in that righteousness. Because I had a God-fearing parents and I was sent to Sunday school from a very young age, it kept me from all the gross sins that other people in the Navy were indulging in. All my colleagues on the ship were indulging in all types of terrible sins. And God kept me from all of them in all those years when I was in the most ungodly surroundings on a ship. I wasn't converted. But it kept me from these gross sins that the Old Testament law condemns from all of them, all my life, till I got converted. But when I got converted, I realized that in the presence of God's holiness, the uprightness and good life I lived as an unconverted person did not make me superior to the worst crook who got converted. And that's what brought me to enjoy my salvation. So Paul says, I don't want to be found in that righteousness. Never think that because you had such a good upbringing in your younger days, you're better than anybody else. That's the thing God convinced me about. Exactly the same that Paul was convinced about. Just because you didn't commit all those gross sins that other people have committed in your younger days, and you lived a fairly pure life, it doesn't mean you're any better. You need salvation just like anybody else. And you're saved on exactly the same basis. And when you're saved, you're on the same level as all the other crooks and thieves and murderers. I rejoice in it. Because I rejoice only in the fact that the only righteousness I have today is what Christ clothed me with by faith. That's why my life's been so happy. Have you got that? Have you got that understanding? That when you came to Christ, all your righteousness was like filthy rags. Nothing to glory in. And then you come like this beggar to the king's feast who was given that robe and he just wears it. And I mention this because I have seen sometimes people who lived a very good life sometimes look down on others. And I almost feel like saying, I wish you had sinned more in your past life. You'd have been a little more humble. You're so proud because you haven't sinned enough. That's not the best way to be humble. Jesus never sinned and he was the humblest man who walked on the earth. But I've seen the arrogance of some people who look down on others who have failed because they themselves have never failed so much. I've seen that. I've seen that in CFC people. And the result is they've never grown spiritually. They come to a certain level and get stuck and they don't even see it. They don't even see it. Because they have not given up their confidence in the righteousness that came through the law. So it's very important that I might have the righteousness that comes by. He says, that's the only thing I want to, I don't want to be found. Meditate on this verse. Philippians 3:9. I don't want to be found with my righteousness in that day. I don't want to be found with my own righteousness at any time in my life. I don't want to talk about it. I want to consider myself exactly the same as the filthiest adulterer and the filthiest thief and the filthiest crook in the world. I'm on the same level, not one bit higher than them, even though I never did any of those things. The only righteousness I have is the righteousness of Christ. If you start from that foundation, you'll have a very, very good life. And it'll be very easy for you to, as you come into the presence of God, to see that you're such a filthy sinner. Because you see those inner attitudes and sins inside which nobody sees. And you come into the presence of Christ. I can tell you my honest testimony. If there was no verse written in Scripture, with Paul saying, I feel I'm the chief of sinners, I would have still said that about myself at certain times when I'm in the presence of God and I see the glory of His holiness. I've really felt there cannot be a greater sinner than me in the whole world. If you have never had even one occasion like that, I would say you've never really come into God's presence. I've had a number of occasions like that, not all the time. But certain times, when the glory of God is very powerful, when we come into His presence, you say, oh God, there cannot be a sinner worse than me in the whole world. And I'm very thankful that God gives me such revelations now and then, because that's what helps me to keep my face in the dust. And I believe that some of you are missing out on God's grace, because your face is not in the dust. Because every now and then, maybe you got some recognition in the church because you're a senior brother or a senior sister. And that's sort of got to your head and it's got a bit puffed up and you're losing grace. And your face is not in the dust. I'll tell you honestly. There'd be a lot more grace in many of our lives if we had kept our face in the dust. And the thing that helps us to keep our face in the dust, if you recognize that your righteousness is like filthy rags and you don't want to be found before God with that, but you want the righteousness that is a free gift of God that God gave you in Christ, that clothes you in the same way it clothes the worst sinner in the world. I emphasize that because I've discovered that this is the reason why some people never come into a really godly life.